From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Iraqi special forces near the eastern city limits of Mosul Monday. They are tightening the noose as the offensive to retake the Islamic State group stronghold entered its third week. Forces from the elite counterterrorism service faced mortar fire as they pushed from the Christian town of Batwala towards Mosul's eastern suburbs. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and U.K. Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson met in London Monday in a bid to try and break Libya's political stalemate. They were joined by Libya's designated prime minister and other diplomats. The meeting comes as Mr. Kerry was in London to receive the Chatham House Prize for 2016, awarded to him and the Iranian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Dr. Mohammad Javad Zarif, in recognition and they're negotiating the nuclear deal between Iran and the P5+1. This is Secretary Kerry.
It's an important statement about the urgency of effective diplomacy. It doesn't receive the focus that it ought to. But every day, in ways that are large and small, and I mean every day, diplomacy makes this planet safer.
Tuesday, November 8th, the American people choose a new president. VOA's live election night coverage begins at 2200 hours Universal Time. As events unfold, we'll bring you the finale of this historic campaign from Washington and VOA correspondents across the United States and around the world. Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, you'll hear comprehensive coverage until the last speech is done. It's America Votes 2016 on VOA.
And again, that is on VOA News. This is VOA News. Lebanon's parliament Monday elected the former general Michel Aoun president. It ends a vacuum and political stalemate of more than 2 years. A rebel assault to break the siege of Syria's Aleppo slowed Monday amid fierce resistance from regime forces. It comes as the UN said it was appalled by opposition fire on civilians. UNICEF said 1 in 7 of the world's children is exposed to pollution levels 6 or more times higher than international standards set by the World Health Organization. Some 2 billion children live in regions where outdoor air pollution exceeds the WHO's minimum air quality guidelines. Italian authorities are continuing to assess the damage in parts of central Italy, rocked by Sunday's 6.6 magnitude earthquake. No one was killed in what is reported to be the country's most powerful earthquake in 36 years. Jeff Custer reports.
The U.S. National Geological Survey says Sunday's quake was centered near the town of Norcia at a depth of 10 kilometers and was felt as far away as Rome, 90 kilometers to the south. Witnesses say a number of historic buildings were destroyed, including the 14th century Basilica of St. Benedict in Norcia. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi is promising to rebuild.
Noi ricostruiremo tutto.
He says authorities will rebuild all the houses, churches, and shops destroyed by recent earthquakes. Many people had already fled the area around Norcia after an August 24th quake killed about 300 people, followed by 2 strong aftershocks last Wednesday. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The White House Monday opted for caution in reacting to FBI Director James Comey's bombshell decision to announce a further investigation of Hillary Clinton's email days before the 2016 presidential election. Spokesman Josh Earnest said he would neither defend nor criticize Comey, who has been blasted by Democrats since Friday. Earnest described him as a man of integrity, but also pointed to norms that limit public discussion of facts that are collected in the context of ongoing investigations. Josh Earnest went on to say that the president believed that it's important for those norms and traditions and guidelines to be followed. Vietnam has reported its first case of microcephaly. It's likely linked to the mosquito-borne Zika virus. A 4-month-old girl was born with an abnormally small head in central Vietnam. Her mother was confirmed to have had the virus when she was pregnant. You can read details on this and more 24 hours a day at voanews.com. That includes our election coverage on November 8th. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.